David Hecker is kind enough to come on with us whenever we talk serious issues that involve teachers. He's the president of the American Federation of Teachers in Michigan, and we're talking with him live from South Africa as he is at an international teachers forum, if you will. We're going to find out more about that. David, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Talk about the why you're in South Africa this morning.
Well, there is an organization called Education International, and it is the International Federation of Education Unions. So unions representing, you know, from pre-K through higher education and from around the world meet to talk about issues, talk about things we have in common, talk about strategies. It's a convention that is held every 4 years.
What are the hot topics for this year's convention?
Well, the what is going on in the United States is going on just about worldwide. I just stepped out of a meeting on higher education and the reduction in public funding, the reduction in the number of tenured faculty, the growth of contingent workforce, attacks on academic freedom. Are throughout the world in K-12 education, in many parts of the world they're seeing attacks on funding, but on the K-12 world there are also a lot of people here we could learn from, because in Finland and Singapore, those two countries are rated as the highest level of K-12 education. And I may note that in both countries, the workforce is highly, highly unionized. And so the United States has a lot to learn from those countries. And in the week I'm here, I hope I could bring back a number of good ideas that we could follow through on in Michigan.
We'll have to schedule you to be on the program when you get back and when you could tell us about
the... Sure, I look forward to that.
Well, let's talk about Governor Rick Snyder as he has signed in teacher tenure reform. It's a series of bills. I know you've been following this very closely. What are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, we strongly oppose the bills. We want every classroom, every student to have a good teacher. And, you know, we don't see how these bills get you there. In certain aspects, I think they're a step backwards. I mean, you know, these bills say that if a teacher is not evaluated, you're automatically considered to be a bad teacher. So that means if a good teacher is not evaluated, they're automatically considered to be a bad teacher. The standard that has to be reached in order to dismiss a teacher is now very, very, very low compared to having to present the case. So, again, a lot easier to get rid of a teacher, which means good teachers may go. You can no longer use seniority to lay people off. And, you know, seniority is a fair and equitable system. Now it's whoever you want to pick is who you pick. So it could be a good teacher, could be a teacher not so good that you lay off. Bargaining rights, unions can no longer bargain evaluations when unions have been on the forefront of developing comprehensive evaluation systems. AFT Michigan has done that. We can't bargain discharge and discipline provisions. These bills do absolutely nothing to ensure that every teacher in the classroom is a good teacher.
Well, what's been going on now, David? Is it working?
What's going on now, the problems with what's going on now is that administrators are not doing their jobs. And administrators throw up their hands and say you can't fire a teacher, and that is absolutely incorrect. If you have a comprehensive evaluation system, and those are lacking, I'll tell you that, and you help a teacher not cutting it do better, if they still don't cut it, you should get rid of that teacher. And that teacher has due process rights, of course. Everyone should. But administrators are not doing their job of getting rid of teachers who shouldn't be in the classroom. And no one wants those teachers out of the classroom more than their fellow teachers.
All right, David, we're going to dive into this more when you get back into the country. As a matter of fact, we'll take a couple of segments. We'll learn about what you learned at the convention. We'll talk more about this. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. I look forward to being on again.